Okay, this is a Jacob Harper podcast. I'm doing this again because somehow either didn't record it all or something, I don't know. Or yeah, maybe got red flagged, I don't know. Because I said it was political. I am a little political on this one. So you just got to deal with it. If you're not a Donald Trump fan, go ahead and stop. Because I am. I voted for him in 2016. I voted him for this time. And if he runs again 2024, I'm going to vote for his ass again. Because America first, baby. America. You got to take care of our own country. We got to keep ourselves up. We got to update our power grid. There's shit that needs to be done. The Democrats do not give a shit about us. They care about putting money in their pocket, and that is it. Biden, right now, has broken every promise he made. Trump got in office. He told us everything he was going to do. And he did everything he said he was going to do. The wall was going up. Everything. They had to steal this election from us. Because the deep state could not have him back in another 4 years. Now they are shitting themselves because he is going to rerun. I heard that the other day. And they are worried. Because Biden's already broken his election promise. I'm not going to ban fracking. He banned fracking. What did he do? Shut down the pipeline like a motherfucker. Cost millions of people jobs. That shit's crazy. Then he wants to shut down the coal industry. Let them go get training. Go back to school. Get fucking people on welfare and don't go to fucking school and get jobs. They just mooch off of welfare. That's their paycheck. Now, the Democrats don't care. They will promise you everything and give you nothing. But a big foot up, right up your ass. That is the Democrats' own party. They're the ones who want slaves. They want you to be a slave for them. They want you to be poor. I mean this. We have to wake up, America. You gotta wisen up. The best way to control people is to keep you poor. If you can't live the lifestyle you want to live and be who you want to be. The only time you can, that's one thing you can't get back is time. Time is precious. Spend it with the people you love and the people who love you. People don't want to make time for you, then piss on them. Because your time is precious. And I hate to say that, in real life, people will come and they will go in your life. Because people will just use you to get what they want, and those are fucking Democrats, no offense. You are a stepping stone to their minority. They want you to vote for them. They will, that's why they will tell you anything that you want to hear. I mean, he was supposed to wipe millions of college debt out. He can't do that. Now he told people he'd do it. No, I'm just going to do 10,000. Wiping all their debt and 10,000 is a big difference. Big fucking difference. No offense. They're still going to owe that debt. $10,000 is like a chunk on their interest, what they owe. People, socialism does not work. People starve in socialism because it gives no incentive. People get off their ass and make something of themselves. Or do something. This motherfucker doesn't have to work, why should I? That's the problem with socialism. No one works, you don't have anything. No one does anything, you don't have anything. People got to have a reason to get off their ass. People are not going to bust ass for some lazy bastard to sit on his couch and eat Cheetos. Some motherfucker works fucking 120 hours a week. And they make the same amount of money. I mean, there's no incentive for to do that shit. They're like, fuck that ass was going to sit on his ass and get the same amount of money. I should do it too. There's no reward for it. There's no benefits. You just sit on your ass doing nothing, getting big and fat and dying. I mean, I went to medical school to become a doctor. I think that motherfucker is wanting to do heart surgeries and all that to make the same amount of money as someone sitting on their ass and not doing anything? Getting a welfare check? That's fucking crazy if you think that, that shit's gonna work. People are totally out of your mind. People want something for nothing, and that don't work. Your freedom costs something. Freedom's doing the preachers of normally if you Americans turn into a lazy bunch of fat asses. Don't do nothing. It's annoying if you can, if people can be free and die in their own bed. And shit. Now a lot of countries do have freedom. And if they don't live the way they want to live, they're free to do so much. They have limited freedom, then nothing's really free. Because someone paid for that shit. And Democrats, they're not going to pay for it. Their idea is for you to pay for it. Your sacrifice, your blood, your sweat, your hard work, for them to get ahead. And you're just a doormat. And you need to wake up. No offense to Republican Party who freed the slaves. They're the ones who let women vote. Equal. No. Democratic Party has done nothing for Americans. Not a damn thing. People need to wake up. I know Donald Trump does say some crazy shit. Now his policy is what I like. He's for the American people. He's for us. He's not a socialist. He wants everyone to be able to prosper. The Democrats, they don't want that. You don't have your, you don't say you're the same opinion, they want you to shut up or die. Either shut up, be there and be quiet, and don't put your opinion out there. Don't use your voice when the Constitution says you have the right to freedom of speech. Constitution says you have the right to travel freely. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want you the right to bear arms, to protect your family, to protect your daughters, protect your wives, or even your spouses. If you're gay, it doesn't matter to me. That's your spouse. Jesus says not to judge. I don't judge. That's his job. He's the Savior, not me. My job is to pray over you and hope you see guidance. And hope you stay safe in this world. Because it's a fucked up, to my friends, it's a screwed up world. And we're not supposed to bend to its will. As Christians, you're supposed to be an example for Christ. Now, we're not Christ, and we're supposed to try to imitate as closely as Christ as we can. Did we have sin? Jesus did die for our sin. That's why we gotta repent. And get an amen for that. This is only a little under 10 minutes. So, I got ordained. I am a minister. I did get ordained. I know, I'm still a minister though. So, the good book does say, do unto, forgive the people who trespass against you, because they don't know what they are doing. I think I'm, yeah. Shit, I should have looked that up before I said it, innit? I know I needed to start writing a script before I do these. Boop, I stepped in a hole. Some crazy times we live in. Online dating is freaking crazy as hell. Makes you. You gotta be careful when you date. Gotta keep track of whatever you do. Make sure you got an alibi. You don't want to be like that senator, and that chick said he raped her and the broad never met him. See, that's like a Democrat. And she was a Democrat. They will lie if it suits their means, their agenda. They have no, do not care to do false testifying. You don't care. To them, anything rights the means. That's what a dictatorship is. Hitler, he didn't care. He thought it was too hard to be a Jew. So let's just kill him off. Crazy bastard. And the Democratic Party is that. They are Nazis. So you don't want to see it. You want to lie and say, no. They're not Nazis. Yeah. That's what the Democratic Party is now. They might as well be hanging a Nazi flag out there and saluting Hitler. Other ones are crazy SLBs. And the left wants you to think it's Republican Party with Nazis. It's not. They are using you and manipulating you to do their will. You're drinking the Kool-Aid out of the punch bowl. Not punching it, it's Kool-Aid because you're too cheap. They gave you real Kool-Aid. You're not getting that grapefruit punch anymore. That's for them. You're getting the watered down Kool-Aid. You're getting the great value Kool-Aid. You ain't getting the good Kool-Aid. The fat man with the down there, the cartoon with the big old bowl. I don't remember his name. You're getting the generic shit. You're getting the knockoffs. Like Oreo. Oreo came out, it was a generic knockoff of a cookie. Now it's a name brand cookie. He got popular, and now it's no longer a knockoff version. It's no longer the great Scott Value brand. It's his own quality brand now. Social media marketing. Conditioning people to take what they're feeding you. It's really shit. Now they're saying it's chocolate pudding. You're eating recycled food and you don't know it. And it's crazy, folks. And people do not realize it. They're drinking right out of the trough. The Democrats didn't want alcohol to be so. What did they do back in the Prohibition days? They poisoned that shit. Their people died. Our government. We are not to be afraid of our government. Our government should be afraid of us. We are the people. That's why the Constitution says militia, right to bear arms, is necessary to defend yourself from a dictator. It was one person, or King fucking George. He must defend your rights, to fight for your rights, to spit, crawl, bleed for your rights to survive. So you're not gonna have offspring, then I guess it doesn't really matter. Because if you don't fight for your rights, your children's rights will be gone. You must rise up against tyranny and face your depressors on and push these motherfuckers back in the gates of hell. Because the only thing would you be free from tyranny is to fight. If you want to be free, freedom to make love to your woman and have as many kids as you want and make sure your children don't go hungry and have as many guns as you want, ammo you want, you have to fight for your rights. You have to stand up and you must be a voice. Use that voice. Don't let your soldiers die in vain. You must fight for your freedom. That's what they died and sacrificed for, is your freedom. For that. I think this is going to end it, because I can't think of anything else I want to say right now. So I think if anything else, I will make another episode. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a good day. Good day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bye, y'all.